Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Hockey Raiders News and Rumors Report. My name is Jim Parsons. I'm here with thehockeyraiders.com. Lots to get into, lots of hockey talk going on. A couple ways you can follow us, though, if you want to get involved with some of the hockey discussion that we're doing every day, every week here at the Hockey Raiders. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do so at The Hockey Raider. You can go to thehockeyraiders.com. You can go to facebook.com/thehockeyraiders. You can go to our YouTube channel and check out all the video content that's going on. Or you can join our newsletters, morningskate.io, and you can check it out and get all the news delivered right to you. There's lots of ways that you can join us, even our Discord channel. There's lots of fun conversation going on at the Hockey Lounge. So let's get into some of the biggest stories of the week. We're going to start with the Montreal Canadiens. Lots going on there. The big news on Saturday, unfortunately, is that Jake Allen has left the team. Now, we don't know how long he's going to be gone, but Jeff Petrie inexplicably sort of shoved Dylan Larkin from the Detroit Red Wings into Jake Allen. Jake Allen played for a little bit, but then concussion spotters pulled him from the game. He did not return. We don't know the extent of his injury, if there's an actual concussion going on, or if they're just keeping him out for precautionary reasons. But the Montreal Canadiens goaltending situation is not good, because head coach Dominic Ducharme does not seem to trust the backups. The backups have not played very well. And Carey Price is not ready to return yet. He's back with the team. He's skating, but he's not ready to go yet. He's not sure, or they're not sure, when his game action will start. And if the Montreal Canadiens don't have a viable starter, no Jake Allen, no Carey Price, what are they going to do? Will Marc Bergevin look around the NHL to see if there's a goaltender available? Will some news come down that maybe Jake Allen's injury is not that bad? But he's already playing so much that you have to wonder if the Montreal Canadiens are going to look at something. So lots to talk about there. Other news, Samuel Girard from the Colorado Avalanche could be on the trade market. It sounds like a number of reports have confirmed that he was the big piece the Avalanches were trying to move to Buffalo as part of the Jack Eichel trade. Now, Colorado was never really seriously in on the Jack Eichel trade, but he would have been the piece, Girard being, that would have moved if that trade had gone down. Eventually, Eichel went to Vegas. Girard is still a Colorado Avalanche player, but the play of Bowen Byron on the blue line has really kind of helped the Avalanche deem Girard expendable. They weren't real happy with the way he played in the Vegas series last year, so they're kind of looking to move him and clear off his $5 million worth of salary. Who's going to take him? Should be lots of people that are interested. He's having a pretty good year. So we'll keep our eye on Samuel Girard out of Colorado, but it looks like the Avalanche are willing to move the defenseman. Eric Staal has not signed with a team yet this summer. He is looking to, though. He's not ready to retire. He's skating in Minnesota. He does want to come back with a U.S. team. Now, could he return to Minnesota? It doesn't sound like it. There's not a lot of interest there on the Wild's part to bring Staal back. Could he go to Canada? Doesn't look like he wants to, but you never know. He could change his mind if nobody comes calling. But it does sound like Eric Staal is skating. He wants to play. He's hoping to sign with somebody. And he's not quite ready to hang it up yet. So we'll see what happens here based on injuries, other situations that might require a depth center be added to a team somewhere. Patrick Laine is one of many names in Columbus that could be on the move. Now, he's injured right now, but he's having a bounce back season. If the Columbus Blue Jackets find that he has a fantastic year when he comes back and he's healthy, they might want to keep him long-term. But there's also a lot of talk about what to do with him. And if he's part of the long-term solution, if he doesn't have a wonderful year, maybe they'll move him. There could be some teams that are interested in Laine. RFA, team control, but he's looking at probably a hefty contract. We'll see. But there's lots of question marks in Columbus. Junas Kopparsalo, the goaltender, is probably not going to be sticking around. Max Domi's probably on the move. There should be a few players out of Columbus, and Laine might be one of them. So we'll see what happens when he gets back from injury, how well he plays, and if he's part of the long-term solution in Columbus, or maybe he's part of the team's list of possible moves. We'll see what happens there. Talking Chicago about Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, Greg Wyshynski of ESPN sort of suggested that maybe the Blackhawks go to these two players and say, hey, what are you guys thinking about your situation here in Chicago? Are you willing to stick through a rebuild? Because it doesn't look like Chicago's rebuild is over. They added Marc-Andre Fleury. They added Seth Jones. They added some other pieces, Tyler Johnson. But they're not having a good year. And it doesn't look like maybe their retooling, rebuilding is finished yet. Would Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews be part of that? So far, they've wanted to be. But if Chicago's looking to steamroll and really speed up this rebuilding process, maybe one of these two guys or both could be on the move. And Greg Wyshynski suggests that the Blackhawks go to these two players and just ask, because they have total team control and contract control over whether or not they go anywhere. Speaking of Chicago, what happens in that city largely depends on what happens with Marc-Andre Fleury. If the team continues to struggle and not play very well, Marc-Andre Fleury could be one of those players that's on the move. He's got 1 year left on his contract. He was traded to Chicago from Vegas. Didn't necessarily want to go there at first. Now he's a little comfortable, but they're not playing well. He might want to go where he could win, but he's got a family situation to worry about, and he's got some control over where he goes. What could happen here? A couple insiders, Chris Johnson, Frank Saravalli, both listed the Edmonton Oilers as a potential landing spot for Marc-Andre Fleury. The Oilers' goaltending situation is well known in Edmonton or around there. If you know that Mike Smith is now injured, even longer than really anticipated, Mikko Koskinen is playing okay, but has picked up a couple losses here and let in a couple squeaky goals. Stuart Skinner, we don't know exactly what he's going to look like and whether or not he's going to be ready to go as a backup in the NHL. So we'll see what happens here, but Marc-Andre Fleury could be on the Oilers' radar, but Marc-Andre Fleury's got a lot of control over what happens to his contract this year. So keep an eye on this one. Edmonton Oilers, Marc-Andre Fleury, could be a connection there, assuming the Chicago Blackhawks decide that they want to move him. We'll see. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us this week. Don't forget, go to thehockeyraiders.com, check out morningskate.io for the newsletter, go to the YouTube channel, Twitter, Facebook, anywhere else you want to go. Lots to talk about in hockey, lots going on. We will talk to you guys next week. Enjoy your weekend and have a fantastic rest of your week.